Unidentified gunmen assassinated Afghan Vice President Haji Abdul Qadir in broad daylight in Kabul yesterday. U.S. President George W. Bush condemned the killing and offered U.S. assistance to determine who was behind Qadir's assassination. Afghan Vice President Haji Abdul Qadir was shot through the head as he drove away from his office in broad daylight on July 6, the second cabinet minister to be assassinated in Afghanistan this year. Police and witnesses said his four-wheel drive Toyota Land Cruiser crashed into a wall as bullets riddled the side and windscreen, killing both Qadir and his driver and wounding two other passengers. Both the gunmen escaped, speeding away in a taxi.
Qadir was the vice president and the minister, and we are asking the government to improve the security. We need new bodyguards, not the old ones.
A veteran warlord and businessman from eastern Afghanistan, Qadir played a leading role in the downfall of the Taliban and also fought the Soviet occupation in 1980s. Meanwhile, U.S. President George W. Bush condemned Qadir's assassination and said his death strengthened America's resolve to bring stability to the war-torn country.
Vice President Qadir of Afghanistan was gunned down. Our administration and our country mourns the loss of a man who desired freedom and stability for the country he loved. We have been in touch with Chairman Karzai. We expressed our deepest condolences to the chairman and the government, the people of Afghanistan. He lost a good and valued friend. The Afghan government is in the process of investigating who might have done this. And we are just more resolved than ever to bring stability to the country so that the Afghan people can have peace and hope.
When asked whether the assassination may have been linked to terrorist groups, Bush replied,
"Could be. It could be that. It could be drug lords. It could be longtime rivals. Who knows? All we know is a good man is dead, and we mourn his loss."
There was some speculation the assassination could have been carried out by remnants of the Taliban, who view Qadir as a betrayer of the Pashtun ethnic group. Ashima Sharda, ANI.